Hello, what's up? Nothing much. Well, today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So, you know the difference between amigo and conhecido, cara que eu conheço, right? That's the difference between a friend and someone you know. Some guy you know. He's not really a friend. You wouldn't probably invite him to your birthday party or to your wedding. You wouldn't give him a call and say, let's go see a movie. 'Cause he's just an acquaintance. A C Q U A I N T A N C E. An acquaintance is someone you know. Maybe a friend of a friend, maybe someone that goes to the same school as you, maybe someone who goes to the same church or club, who you kind of know, but you guys haven't developed a close relationship. I think you know what I'm talking about. Everyone can think of people in their lives who are not really close friends, but acquaintances. So you could say, oh, Mary, we're not that close. She's an acquaintance. We were introduced by a mutual friend, and I never saw her again until today. So, Mary isn't a close friend. She's just someone you kinda know. She's an acquaintance. Sometimes you and your acquaintances have mutual friends, right? Maybe you and your siblings have mutual friends. You know, you and your sisters and brothers. In my case, my cousin and I have a few mutual friends. My cousin introduced me to a few different people, and I ended up befriending some of them. For example, my cousin is friends with Maria. She introduced me to Maria, and Maria and I became friends. So my cousin and I now have a mutual friend, Maria. So tell me, do you and your relatives have mutual friends? Now, when we say colleagues, that's more about professional relationships. A colleague may be someone who works with you, but very often there's some sort of fellowship between you and a colleague. You're in the same field of work, or in the same department, or you're both professors at some school, and so on. So a colleague is not necessarily a friend. Okay, in Brazil, we use the word colega, meaning a professional relationship, I guess, but we also use coleguinha de escola for kids, right? In this case, it's more about friendship, but not so in English. When you say my colleagues, you're referring to people who work with you, or have the same profession, or are in the same field. So, of course, a colleague can become a friend. For example, a professor might say, Dr. Howard was an esteemed colleague and friend. Now, when you talk about a coworker, that's a bit more specific than colleague. A coworker is someone who works with you, and you guys are probably in the same building and have some kind of regular interaction. Coworkers are people you usually see on a regular basis at the office. You have lunch with your coworkers, and sometimes you guys go out for a drink after work. You know when we want to tell a friend, for example, that someone at work said this or that? Here in Brazil, many times we say something like, cara lá do trabalho. In English, we could say, this guy at work said this or did that. But we could also say, my coworker said, or one of my coworkers did this or that. So, can you name a few of your coworkers? What about a few acquaintances? Some of my neighbors are just acquaintances of mine. What are your examples for these words? Let us know. And talk to you next time.